According to the laws we believed at the time, a hot body ought to give off electromagnetic waves equally at all frequencies. If this were true, then it would radiate an equal amount of energy in every color of the spectrum of visible light, and for all frequencies of microwaves, radio waves, X-rays, and so on. Recall that the frequency of a wave is the number of times per second that the wave oscillates up and down, that is, the number of waves per second. Mathematically, for a hot body to give off waves equally at all frequencies means that a hot body should radiate the same amount of energy in waves with frequencies between 0 and 1 million waves per second as it does in waves with frequencies between 1 million and 2 million waves per second, 2 million and 3 million waves per second, and so forth, going on forever. Let's say that one unit of energy is radiated in waves with frequencies between 0 and 1 million waves per second, and in waves with frequencies between 1 million and 2 million waves per second, and so on. The total amount of energy radiated in all frequencies would then be the sum 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus, going on forever. Since the number of waves per second in a wave is unlimited, the sum of energies is an unending sum. According to this reasoning, the total energy radiated should be infinite. In order to avoid this obviously ridiculous result, the German scientist Max Planck suggested in 1900 that light, X-rays, and other electromagnetic waves could be given off only in certain discrete packets, which he called quanta. Today, we call a quantum of light a photon. The higher the frequency of light, the greater its energy content. Therefore, though photons of any given color or frequency are all identical, Planck's theory states that photons of different frequencies are different in that they carry different amounts of energy. This means that in quantum theory, the faintest light of any given color, the light carried by a single photon, has an energy content that depends upon its color. For example, since violet light has twice the frequency of red light, one quantum of violet light has twice the energy content of one quantum of red light. Thus, the smallest possible bit of violet light energy is twice as large as the smallest possible bit of red light energy. How does this solve the blackbody problem? The smallest amount of electromagnetic energy a black body can emit in any given frequency is that carried by one photon of that frequency. The energy of a photon is greater at higher frequencies. Thus, the smallest amount of energy a black body can emit is higher at higher frequencies. At high enough frequencies, the amount of energy in even a single quantum will be more than a body has available, in which case no light will be emitted, ending the previously unending sum. Thus, in Planck's theory, the radiation at high frequencies would be reduced, so the rate at which the body lost energy would be finite, solving the blackbody problem. The quantum hypothesis explained the observed rate of emission of radiation from hot bodies very well, but its implications for determinism were not realized until 1926, when another German scientist, Werner Heisenberg, formulated his famous uncertainty principle.